G. Smith.
All right.
Here you are. Good morning, Mr. President.
Margaret, the purpose of my call just 3 days before election is to wish you the very best and to tell you that after these last 4 years, I don't want to break up the team of Smith and Nixon.
Thank you very much.
And I know you've had a lot of campaigns, but all the reports I have are excellent. I know you're going to win, and I look forward to working with you. How does it look up there, Margaret?
Well, you're running very, very high. Your people are doing a good job. We were on a telecast the other night, and I had your letter read to the people, which was impressive and very helpful. The Bangor News is out to get me.
Bangor News?
Yes, and they're really being pretty fair because they're doing polls. This morning they come out with 7 points, Hathaway 7 points ahead of me.
In the state?
Yes.
I don't believe that.
But their polls are very sloppily done.
You
did a wonderful job on that speech night before us.
Let me tell you on that subject, if it comes up, Margaret, as it will, first you should say we're for peace with honor, not surrender. Second, we have made a breakthrough and have reached agreement on 3 major points. One, a return of our POWs, a ceasefire, and the right of the South Vietnamese people to choose their own government without having a communist or coalition government imposed upon them. However, the details of supervision and that sort of thing are what are left to negotiate, and we will, we believe, succeed in negotiating them. But we're not going to be hurried into a bad settlement because what we want is a settlement that will last. That's our position in a nutshell. And when the opposition suggests that this is a hoax, let me tell you, many people thought we'd never go to China, and many people thought that the Soviet summit wouldn't come off. Let me don't underestimate what we're going to be able to do here.
And many people thought you wouldn't bring the boys home. Well, you've done a wonderful job. I have talked about it in every meeting, and I've done 6 or 8 meetings a day. The people up here are with you. They feel strongly that you're right, and the most that I hear is your firmness. And some people have been afraid that you might not carry through.
You tell them, Margaret, that you've talked to me and that I am insisting we're going to make the right kind of peace, that we have made the breakthrough, but now on the details report, and we're not going to do what we did in 68, where the bombing halt was agreed to with the right, with the best of intentions, but didn't lead to peace.
Yes.
This time we want real peace, and that's why I'm being firm.
Well, we're very pleased, and I think the people in Maine feel it. They feel very strongly. I've been in a good number of schools.
Have you?
Yes,
yeah,
I've
good.
Done a lot of schools, and the young people, surprisingly, are for you and for you strongly, and give me a great applause on the Vietnam part.
Great.
This is amnesty.
And stay on that, and also because if you're going to be, we trust Chairman Armed Services. Let's stick to that idea that we never want America to be second.
We do. Have our best wishes. You're awfully pretty sorry you couldn't get up.
Well, you tell the people of Maine that I'm doing the states where they're very close, and we think you're going to win. But the main point is that I'm making this call to indicate my interest, and I'll get to Maine in those next 4 years sometime.
I know you will. Please, and remember me to the family.
Thank you.
And keep well.
Bye. Thank you. And you too.
Yeah,
okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
I am. They don't want me to, but I
know. Ah, listen, isn't
and
you?
We'll get together.
Let them pick away. We'll see you in January.
Did you see the Jimmy the Greek prediction?
No, I didn't see that.
They came out and gave me a big margin today.
Oh, great.
I think it was 15 to 1.
Jimmy the Greek knows a lot more than the banker knows.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
Good luck.
Bye.